MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 13, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the 80s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 8:43 a.m. and 8:57 p.m. The Lynn City Council this week approved an MBTA plan to build a temporary platform at the closed Lynn Commuter Rail Station. The Daily Item reports today that the platform work could be completed in the spring of 2024. The flooding and the sinking of the Gloucester-based fishing vessel Grace Marie a year ago was due to failed hull repairs. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times. The National Transportation Safety Board came out with those findings. The boat sank about a year ago, 80 miles east of Gloucester. There were no injuries reported in that incident. Danvers police have released the video of when a police officer discharged his gun accidentally while responding to the St. John's Prep swatting incident in May. The incident happened in a first-floor men's bathroom at the school. Business leaders are pushing back on a plan at the State House to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour by 2027. Christian Wade writes in today's Salem News that the National Federation of Independent Businesses estimates that the plan would result in a loss of 23,000 jobs. Most of those job losses would be incurred by small businesses. The Mission Boathouse Restaurant in Beverly is making a ground floor room in its waterfront building available for free for the public to use. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the community room is on the ground floor and would be available for public events and meetings by local groups. And the City of Newburyport Department of Public Services will be performing roadway repairs and final paving on Plummer Avenue and Christopher Street this week. Work started yesterday and today both Plummer Avenue and Christopher Street will be paved the entire length between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. There will be no parking allowed on either street during the paving process. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox are off again today. Baseball insider Andy Carboni on what's next.
All-Star break coming to a close tomorrow night as they return for a six-game road trip in Chicago. First of three against the Cubs. Sox then head to the West Coast and take on the A's for three games before returning to Fenway. So the Red Sox start the second half of the season riding a five-game winning streak. They've won eight of their last nine. They're 48-43, but they're still in last place in the AL East, nine games behind the Rays. But the Sox now just two games behind the Blue Jays for the last AL wildcard spot.
So what's happening with the Red Sox as far as player notes?
Well, the Red Sox did re-sign catcher Jorge Alfaro to a one-year deal. He was released by the Sox in spring training, but with the issues with injuries at catcher, he was brought back to the organization. Then on Sunday night, with the 14th overall pick in the 2023 amateur draft, the Sox selected catcher Kyle Teal from the University of Virginia. The overall pick, number one in the draft, went to the Pirates, and they selected pitcher Paul Skeens of LSU. Left-handed pitcher Thomas White of Rowley, who attended Phillips Academy in Andover, was selected by the Marlins with the 35th overall pick. White had already committed to a full ride at Vanderbilt, but he said he's going to sign with the Marlins instead. The projected value of his 35th pick is $2.42 million.
MSO News Sports baseball insider Andy Carboni. The North Shore Navigators scored twice in the third inning and added a pair of insurance runs on their way to a 4-1 win over the Newport Gulls last night. On the road, the Navs return to Fraser Field to begin a five-game, four-day homestand tomorrow night. First pitch tomorrow night at 7:05. The Salem News has named their spring track all-stars on the girls' side. In today's paper, they also named Meredith Pascuero of Beverly as their player of the year. Oh, be sure to check out this week's Unanchored Boston with Bob Lobel and Mike Lynch. This week's show, Alice Cook joins them with some great recollections from the 1999 MLB All-Star Game played at Fenway Park. That's sports along with Rick Moore. We thank you for joining us here today on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.